Welcome to the Flatted Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Mecha. Friends, are you enjoying this series? What's new and developing in the Flathead? I mean, Matt, we could probably take the rest of the year talking about what's new and developing in the Flathead. And maybe we'll do that. I don't know. This is the appropriate show for it. However, I've got a great sponsor. All right, great. I've got great sponsors too. That's true. True story. I have a great guest though. We've had her on the show in the past. However, a good amount of time has passed since then. And so I'm excited about this update. Before I pull back the curtain and welcome my friend, I want to thank my sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So for my friends that are, you know, in the southern portion of our valley, I don't know, hugging that little pond that we call Flathead Lake, that for those of us who do live in the southern portion of the valley, live there probably for that reason. It's probably not really a surprise to you that you've seen some renovations, some things going on with that beautiful little yellow mansion on top of the hill in Summers, okay? And so for those of you who are new to the valley, which I know there's quite a few, though, it's not Somers, it's Summers. I know it's pronounced with a U, although spelled with an O. And I know this because I live there as well. However, yes, we had last year at some time, we had Jasmine Morton on the show talking about the Summers Mansion. And guess what? We're lucky enough to have her back. I know you're busy. However, thank you for joining us this weekend.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So I caught some updates. I follow you on the Insta pages. That would be Instagram, friends. And the social handle is Summers Mansion.
Yep, both easy, Instagram and Facebook.
Yep, easy to remember. And it's been cool because as you and your husband, Justin, easy name for me to remember, uncover these things, these elements of history, you carry us through that story. And I first of all, I want to thank you for doing that because that's really, really cool. And as a person whose heart is in Summers, it's kind of cool to see really cool things happening with that big, beautiful building. I want to talk about it though. I've seen some shaking going on up there, and you've made some developments since last time, especially with the carriage house. And what are you doing with it?
Yeah, we've done a lot since we last talked, both with the carriage house and actually the grounds. So real quick on the grounds, we had to run all new plumbing. That's water, sewer. We put in a new electric pole. We're running gas. So we had to do all of our underground work. And you probably know living in Summers yourself.
Yeah.
It's all bedrock.
Yeah.
So that was a lengthy process for us, but we got through it. And we're finishing our excavation now in the next couple of weeks, actually. So you'll see some big toys up on the mansion.
Oh, cool.
For the carriage house, it's been really fun. They do a lot of change in a very short period of time. So you got to watch.
Yeah.
But for the carriage house, we've added bathrooms. So we had to add plumbing, completely, two bathrooms, a food preparation area. I'm not calling it a kitchen because that implies certain things in a commercial context.
it's almost as if somebody's a lawyer.
Right, something like that. But so we have our food preparation space for caterers to come in, and then the rest of the space is available for weddings is the plan, right?
Okay, cool.
So it's kind of an indoor-outdoor space.
Yep.
You've probably most notably noticed the pavilion going up off the side of it. That's a 50 by 50 space. It's huge,
wow,
actually.
Cool.
And we used these honking 10-inch square beams and posts to put it up.
Oh, nice.
So you walk in and it feels very cathedral-esque.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Well, it helps that the backdrop is the mountain range there and the lake. I mean, wow, what a cool little setting.
It's gorgeous.
Let's go back a little bit, though. And I know last time we had you on the show, we discussed the story. For the sake of the three or four people that don't know what's going on, you grew up in Summers, right?
Yep.
Just down the street.
Yep.
And the mansion was, as a little girl, something that you just eyed with the, if you were an emoji, you would be the emoji with the heart eyes.
100%.
100%.
It's a building that you pass, you know, going to town every day, going to school, and it draws your eyes. If you're in the area, you'll know, after you notice it, you won't stop noticing
it. Now that you've heard the show, you're going to be like, we got to go look at it.
It captures your imagination, and it certainly did for me growing up. I was obsessed with it, and I do use the word obsessed since I was little. I've talked to all my friends and family about it since I was, you know, in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
I brought cookies up one day to the owner in the hopes that he'd let me open the door and I could peek inside.
Right,
and of course, I got on property and he turned off all the lights. So it didn't work out, but I left the cookies. And so I originally actually scheduled a walkthrough with the realtor just in the hopes of seeing inside, and it just kind of worked out.
It all worked out. Now, just quick question, how'd you meet your husband?
We actually met at high school, Flathead High.
Okay. Now, at that time, did you say, hey, listen, Justin, should this thing work out, that mansion, that's on my dreams. That's on my list.
Yes. The mansion was in our wedding vows, and I mean that quite literally.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holding him to it.
He's a contractor, so he's my general on the project.
I think that's why he's a contractor. I better become a contractor if I'm going to marry this lady.
To be honest, I don't think you're wrong about that.
That's wonderful. So it's interesting. That's that story, and it's leading to an event that you're building that is going to be available for people on their wedding day.
Yeah, I want to open it up. It's really been locked down for years and years, and I want to bring people on property. I want them to be celebrating and be happy and, make a place of love.
Well, Jasmine, we've got to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. When we come back, can we talk a little bit more about the Carriage House, maybe some of the things that you had to wrestle with getting it to where it is now?
Let's do it.
This is the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, Jasmine Morton of the Summers Mansion. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. We're hanging out with Jasmine Morton of the Summers Mansion. And then, in the future, we need to bring Justin on. I automatically like a guy named Justin. Just going to go there. You know,
he's pretty solid.
Yeah, that's cool. And he's a guy after my own heart. He's flipping a mansion, which is really, really cool. I was after the first show. In fact, I was introduced to you via my wife.
Yeah.
And my wife started following your project because we've had projects of our own. Never to the level of a mansion, though. So
me either.
you're like our heroes.
Oh boy.
So not like, you are our heroes, and hence I'm now addicted to your social feed as well, because I like to see the project. I like to see the stories that you bring to light. Before we took the break, we were talking about the fact that you're taking this carriage house and you've added this big 50 by 50 pavilion, and it would be a very beautiful setting for a wedding.
Yeah.
What kind of time frame are you on here? Is that something that's already happening, booking already? Or
yeah, we're full steam ahead. So the carriage house is kind of what I'm envisioning to be a reception space,
okay,
right? And that's actually going to be available in July, and
wow,
we're booked all summer.
Wow.
So it's hopefully going to be done a lot sooner than that, but I like to build in a lot of room just in case something goes terribly awry. But yeah, we're booked. It's actually, I've had to pause all of the weddings for August because we're getting it painted. So everything's getting painted in August.
Gotcha.
Do not be alarmed. It will be painted yellow. I need to figure out which of the many yellows on the property it's going to be painted, but that is my project for the week. But that's happening in August. And we're, like I said, booked July, September, and October.
That's
so
amazing.
And we're going into next year too. It's been kind of a wild ride because I bring brides, mm-hmm, and grooms, people who are planning their big day up to the project, and they're, up until now, it's been like, okay, close your eyes,
right,
and picture what's
right
in my head. And, hopefully they do. And they've been really great to work with.
Clearly, you're selling an image really well if you're booked through July and September and October. That's fantastic.
I get told a lot that I sound very passionate about the project, and it's true.
She's wearing a big smile, friends, I promise. And you know what? You mentioned yellow. I learned that yellow is the color of happiness. And so
nice.
It's a big happy house.
It is. It's a thrilled house.
So are you calling it the Summers Mansion? Is it getting married at the Summers Mansion?
Oh yeah. Yeah. The whole property.
That's cool. And
yeah. And we've got the carriage house there, and actually, the ceremony space is just across the hump. So you can't see it from 93.
Okay.
Looks out, at the lake, but it will be a nice like lawn sodded area.
Very cool.
That's what they're putting in this week. So that's what I'm really excited about.
So you're building an opportunity for people on a very big day, a very important day. And let's go back to the building element of it, mm-hmm. though. The carriage house needed some love.
Yeah, it was falling apart. Part of it actually was sloping down towards the lake, which, probably would have continued. I don't know how much longer the mansion or the carriage house would have lasted without some stepping in.
So you and Justin are looking at this thing saying, okay, we see the potential. However, there's some big hurdles here, including getting it on the water and sewer system.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. We had to do everything. So we've, really supported it. You could drive 25 elephants through there now and it would be just fine. So it's really solid, and we've opened up the area that we need to open up, took it out. There was a lot of just debris stored mm-hmm. there over the years. So we took all that out.
I'm picturing it. How big of a venue can you host here? Speaking in terms of weddings, because somebody is listening thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to plan our wedding, except for we're going to have 20 people, or we're going to have 200 people. What is your range here?
Really comfortably, I say we can go up to 120. We can probably go a little higher, but I want to keep it low for, everyone's sanity. And
well, you've got the fire department just down the street, so.
we do, and actually my husband joined the volunteer fire department, so he's on shift whenever we have folks up there.
Oh, funny. That's awesome. So cool. All right. Well, so what I've heard here is you've taken the carriage house, which needed a lot of work, a lot of rehab. You've supported it. You've built it up. You've got it now on the grid, quote unquote, the water mm-hmm. grid, and it's got electricity. Yep. And it's up and running.
It's going.
Where do you learn more about this? If I'm looking at building an event, if I want to just take a look, take a peek.
Yeah. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. We're just Summer's Mansion.
Yep.
Easy to find. I post a huge variety of, the history of the place, the plans, mm-hmm. our pictures from photo shoots that have happened up there.
Are you living on site, or you're in the neighborhood? I know.
We are in the neighborhood. We're not on site yet. I want to move into the mansion itself because that's been my dream since I was little. And my bare minimum is a flushing toilet, and we're a ways off from that. But that's my goal.
Jasmine, I need to have you back to discuss that dream, the mansion. We didn't even get to the mansion this weekend.
Let's talk about it.
Are you booked next weekend? Can I have you on the show?
I would love to come back.
Friends, you heard it. We're going to listen to Jasmine Morton and her story behind the mansion, how it began as a dream and what it's going to become in the future, right here on the Flat at Home show next weekend. So tune in. Jasmine, thank you for being part of the show.
It was a pleasure to be here.
Okay, everybody, you know the drill. Be safe, be well, have fun out there. And of course, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.